Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, Tanis Daf Zayin. We begin two lines from the top of the Amud. Amar Rabbi Avo, Godol Yom HaGshamim. You know how great a rainy day is. It represents Hashpa, Bracha, goodwill from Hashem. It's going to be a recurring theme throughout the next Daf. Rain isn't just simply rain. It represents Hashem's expression of goodwill to all mankind. In fact, Geshem represents sustenance, parnasa, on all levels, as we learned back on Daf Beis. Gshamim hainu parnasa. So a day of Gshamim, which is an expression of Hashem's love and goodwill to all of mankind, is Godol Yom HaGshamim even greater than Mitchias HaMeisim. Dilu Tchias HaMeisim LaTzadikim. Only tzaddikim will benefit. Only people who are worthy will benefit from Tchias HaMeisim. V'ilu Gishamim, as opposed to rain, benefits all of mankind equally. Bein le tzaddikim, bein le rishayim. So it even has an element which makes it greater than Tchias HaMeisim. The Ritva learns, what is the connection between rain and Tchias HaMeisim? Just as Tchias HaMeisim enlivens the dead, Gishamim brings the world to life. Takes that pit and activates its growth process. So Geshem is Mechaye Mesim. And according to Rabbi Avo, it even has an element within it which is greater in a way than Tchias HaMesim. Upliga de Rav Yosef, this is in dispute of Rav Yosef. The Rav Yosef, it's actually equal to Tchias HaMesim, not greater. Because rain is equal to Tchias HaMesim, Kavua b'Tchias HaMesim, Chachamim inserted the mentioning of rain in that second bracha of Shemini Esrei, which discusses Tchias HaMeisim. Amar Rav Yehuda, Godol Yom HaGshamim Ki Yom Shenitna by Torah. So a day of rain, a rainy day in a way is as great as the day of Matan Torah. Shana Mar Yarev Kamata Likhi. So Likhi, which is Torah, is compared to rain, Yarev Kamata. Vein Lekech Ala Torah. We find Likhi, Lekech referring to Torah, Shana Mar I gave you a good product, Torah. So lekach is Torah, it's compared to rain. Just as Torah enlivens the world, rain enlivens the physical aspect of the world. Rav Amar, even more than that, yoyser miyom shenitna by Torah. A rainy day even has greater value than the day of Matan Torah. Shenamar yarav kamatar likhi. So likhi is kimatar. Torah is compared to rain. When you compare two things, this is like that. How does it work? Let's assume cotton is the item of lesser value, which is nitle begadol, which is hinged on the item of greater value. When you speak and say that Torah is like rain, what you're saying is that rain is greater than Torah. Marshall explains, rain benefits all people. Everybody enjoys rain, whereas Torah, it's only appreciated by those who appreciate Torah. So in a way, says Rava, Yom HaGshamim has a greater effect, a greater value. Rava had a contradiction between two psukim. On the one hand, Ksiv Yarev Kamata Likhi. Torah is compared to gushing rain. Uksiv Tizal Kal Talim Rasi. My word, Torah trickles gently like dew. What is it referring to? Rain or dew? Harshly or gently? Im Talmud Chacham Hoganu, if this fellow is a worthy Talmud Chacham, Katal, go listen to his Torah with pleasantness, enjoy his Torah, like dew. Vimlav, but if he's not worthy of disseminating Torah, Orifeo Kamata, kill him away like this gushing rain, stormy water, don't pay attention to him, cut off his avenue of influence. Some learn, it's referring to the Talmud Chacham himself. If he's worthy of receiving Torah, worthy of learning, Katal, the Torah, has a pleasant effect on him, elevates him. Otherwise, Vimlav, Orfeo Kamata, just washes him away like a stormy rain. Marshall learns, it's referring to the Talmud, who's either learning from the Rebbe because he's giving over the Torah, Katal, or Vimlav, Orfeo Kamata, turn your back to him. Orif is Lashon of the back of the head. Turn your back to him, walk away. Don't engage with this unworthy Rebbe. Tanya, Hayy Rabbi Noy Omer. Kala Isak B'Torah L'Shma, whoever engages in learning Torah L'Shem, Shemaim, to connect to Hashem, then it has the most profound, beneficial impact on the person. Torosa Nasis Loi Sam Chaim. It gives him life. It's a life potion, Shenemar. It's Chaim. Hilo Machzikim Bo. Va'imer Rifus T'Yel Sharecha. Gives a person remedy, health, strength. Va'imer Kimoy Tzoy. One who finds me, finds Torah. Matza Chaim, found life. That's if you're learning it with the proper approach. V'kola Isak B'Torah Shloi L'Shma. If he engages Shloi L'Shma. For personal gain or benefit, Rashi says. To gain honor or riches. Tosfos learns, actually, it's only referring to a case where he's diverting the Torah, misconstruing the Torah, learning it in order to bash the next person, to spite the next person, to become knowledgeable and misconstrue the Torah according to his personal agenda. That's the Torah Shloi L'Shma that the Gemara is referring to here. But learning with a little bit of another purpose in mind, that's not necessarily so terrible. In fact, Tosfos brings the Gemara. Lo'ilu mihasuk adam b'Torah even Shloi L'Shma. Because that's going to lead him to Lishma, the beautiful experience of learning Torah, that sweetness that he's experiencing will draw him in. Eventually, he'll reach the highest pinnacle of learning. So that's not so terrible if he has another purpose in mind, but as long as he's not misconstruing the Torah, pursuing his own agenda, learning lekanter, to bash, to nix the other person. And that's what the Gemara is referring to here. Torah now turns into a poison. Shenamar Yarev Kamata Likhi, my Torah is like Matar, like Oirev Kamata. Veina Rifa, what is that? La Hariga, killing. Shenamar Ba'arfu Shamas Egla Manachal, Egla Rufa, which is killed. So Torah can have a detrimental impact on a person if it's misconstrued and misused. Marsha brings the Rambam Shemoyne Prokim. He says a medicine, at times, if it's used properly. Proper amount, proper time, it can be very beneficial. Bring you refuah to a person. If that medicine, if that drug is misused and abused, it can bring death. Torah is raw energy. Used properly, directed properly, it can bring him to the highest levels. Spiritual, physical life, eternal life. But if it's misused and diverted, then it could bring destruction. Rabbi Yirmi asks Rabbi Zera, please come teach us something. Amalei Rabbi Zera responds, Chalash li boy, I'm weakened in my heart, I have a hard day today. V'lo yichilnon, I don't have the ability to teach today. Okay, so he asks him, Leimemar milsada ganta, what about an easy dvar agada? Could he tell us something? Amalei, so he says, you know what? Hachim Rabbi Yechanan, I'll quote you Rabbi Yechanan. Ma'idach siv. What does the pasuk mean? Ki adam etz hasada. When they were laying siege around the city, don't chop down the fruit trees. Eitz HaSadah is like a person. Chiyadav Eitz HaSadah? A person's a tree? What does that mean? Elam Mishum, there's a lesson being taught here. There's some sort of connection, parallel between a Rebbe, a person, and a tree. Elam Mishum Dechsev, the Pasuk says, Kirimenu Seichel, Vayisei Leisichreis. You derive Hana, you eat the fruit from this tree, don't chop it down. Uksiv. Another pasuk says, "Oisis hashkos v'karas." Do chop down the tree. How does that work? If it's a fruit-bearing tree, leave it alone. If it's a non-fruit tree, oisis hashkos v'karas, you can chop it down. How does that apply to a person? How ketzad? In Talmud Chacham Hoganu, you're speaking about a rebbe. If he's suitable, if he's worthy, mimenu teichel, enjoy his fruit. Voisei leisichris, don't ignore him, don't chop him. Enjoy his fruit. Allow him to exercise influence. Vimla, but if he's not a Talmud Chacham Hagam, perhaps he's academically rich, but not in midas. He's not worked through. He's not worthy of teaching, of having influence. Oisei sashchus v'karas, chop him down, meaning cut off his influence. Move away from him. Amar b'chama, amar b'chanina. Ma'idich siv barzel, b'barzel yachad, and the pasuk continues, V'ish yachad p'nei re'ehu. So we're comparing metal joining each other to people joining each other. Lo'emel to tell you there's a connection when it comes to limud ha'Torah. Ma barzel ze echad mechaded es chaver. Just like by metal. If you run one piece over the other, it sharpens it. Likewise, two Talmid Chacham who interact with each other in learning, they both benefit. They sharpen each other in matters of halacha. They come to true clarity by interacting, by engaging with each other. Not meant to learn yourself, get a chavrusa, get a colleague to interact with, to clarify matters, to come to true halacha. Amar Rabba Bar Chanan. Why is Torah compared to fire? Shenemar haloi koi devorai keish num Hashem. Why the connection to fire? Let me tell you. Ma'ish in a doig yichidi, just like a log of wood, can't really ignite on its own. You need splinters to get it going, or perhaps we're speaking about making a large bonfire. One log won't do it. You need a combination of a couple of logs to create that broad fire. Af divrei Torah in meskaymin biyichidi. Likewise, Torah isn't truly preserved, isn't truly appreciated when learning only one on his own independently. V'hainu d'amar Rabbi Yisro Rachanina. Ma d'chsev? Cherev al abad b'nai alu. What does this mean? Cherev al sein eyen shal Talmid Chacham. A sword on the enemies, just a euphemism, on the Talmid Chachamim. Why? She'oizkin bad b'bad b'tor. They're sitting on their own, independently, without interaction, deserving of a sword. They're not really deriving the true benefit of Torah. Not only that, it has a detrimental effect on them. It gets them to be foolish, gets them confused, gets them to divert the Torah knowledge in a way that it wasn't meant to be used. They become foolish. Not only that, their confusion in matters of Torah brings them to erroneous conclusions. It matters of Allah and brings them to Chet. The word Vanoyelu is mentioned over here. Uksiv Hasim and elsewhere, it says Asher Ne'alu Meshechatanu. Ne'alu is connected to Chet. Another raya for that. Ne'alu is Sarei Tzoyan. V'hitu Etz Mitzrayim. So we see Ne'alu is connected to making mistakes. Omar Nachmar Yitzchak. Loma Nimshalu Divrei Torah Ke'etz. Why do we compare Torah to wood? Shenamar Eitz Chayimil Machzikim Bo. What's the connection between Torah and a block of wood? Loimelach to tell you as follows. My eitz katan madlikas agadol. Just like when you try to ignite a log of wood, it doesn't work. You need a katan, some splinters, to help you ignite a large log. Af talmid chacham. Likewise, by talmid chachamim, katanim mechadidim es agdolim. The youngsters, the students, on a lower level of learning, they will ignite, they will sharpen the great ones by your constant pestering and asking questions, Rashi says, all the time, they're just asking, shesheilim kol shah. It's not a nuisance. It's actually very beneficial. It opens up channels. It broadens the understanding of the sugya. V'hainu tom Reb Chanina. As Reb Chanina himself tells us, harbei Torah, lamati mirabayisa. You know, quantitatively, I learned much from Rabbeim. My teachers taught me a lot, but guess what? My colleagues taught me more. They helped me plumb the depths of Torah by interacting, by debating, by challenging. I came to much more clarity than just the fact that I heard from my teachers. I derived even more benefit from my Talmidim, who challenged me, who kept me on my toes, even more than my friends or my Rebbeim. Whether it's because they actually challenge him personally or because he anticipates their questions and as a result he prepares more seriously and with much more clarity. Reb Chanina bar Papi Rami, he had a stira between a pasuk which says, "Ksiv l'kras tzomei hesoyumayim," bring the water to the thirsty person, go deliver it. Uksiv, another pasuk says, "Hoikol tzomei l'chulamayim," when you're thirsty, you go to water. It's not going to be delivered to you. And the pasuk there is speaking about, rather than physical thirst, we're speaking about spiritual thirst. It says, we're speaking about spiritual thirst. Which way is it? Do you bring the water, the Torah, to the student, or the student comes to the Torah? It depends. Depends where he's holding, how serious he is. Im Talmud Hoganu, if it's a worthy Talmud, and for some reason he finds it difficult to come to you, Likras Samei, he say you mind, bring the water to him, bring the shear to him. V'ilai, but otherwise, have him work for it. Have him put the effort and show his commitment. If he's not really worthy and you're unsure whether he's really, really committed to the task. Haikol tzami l'chol ha'mayim. Have the tzami come to the water, which will demonstrate his true commitment and true intentions. Rabbi Chanina bar Chama Rami, he had a contradiction between two psalms. Ksiv, your food, so mayonis echachutza, your mayonis, your wellsprings of Torah, your hidden portions of Torah should sprout forth and be taught to others. Uksiv yu l'chol avadecha. Next pasuk says, keep the hidden portions of Torah by yourself. Levadecha, to yourself, don't spread it, don't advertise, don't publicize. So which way is it? Do we keep it or do we publicize? Well, it depends who you're speaking to. Im Talmud Haganu, if he's a worthy student, Yafutsu Mayna Sechachutza, teach him even Sisrei Torah. Im La, but otherwise, Yiluch Levadecha, keep it to yourself. Va'amar Chanina Bariti, La Manim Shulu Divrei Torah L'mayim. Why do we find that the Torah is compared to water? As we had in this pasuk, Tachsiv, Hoy Kol Tzame L'chul Mayim. What's the connection to Mayim? Lo Yimlecha, to teach you as follows. Ma mayim manichin makum gavoya, v'ochin l'makum namuch. Just as water, gravitational pull pulls it from the highest point all the way to the lowest point, so it settles down below. Af divrei Torah, likewise, the words of Hashem, divrei Torah, settles down really, really at the lowest point, at the biggest anav, Moshe Rabbeinu, Har Sinai. Ein meskaimen, it only is really preserved. El b'mishad data shvela. And a person whose mind is shuffle, he's humble. He removes all barriers of gava between himself and Hashem. Unlike secular knowledge, where it's just knowledge in a draw. Here it's a spiritual connection to Hashem of the highest level. That only happens when a person is batel to Hashem, is connected to Hashem, and is an anav. Why do we find that the Torah is compared to the following three liquids? Water, wine, and milk. There is a connection to water. And we find another pasuk which connects it to milk and wine. Torah is available for free. Torah is compared to yain v'chalav. What's the connection to these three mashkin? Lo Yimlech, to tell you as follows. Ma shloisha mashkin halalu. Eim eskaimin el v'pacha shebekelim. Just as these three liquids can only be preserved in lowly vessels, in lowly containers, simple containers, earthenware containers. Af divrei Torah eim eskaimin el v'misha data shvela. Likewise, Torah is only preserved in cheap packaging. He doesn't consider himself as a person of value. He's batel to Hashem. He focuses on the Torah, on the content, rather than on the container, which would perhaps interfere with the content. So he's focusing on the Torah within him, not busy with himself. That is the avenue to be zoicha, to truly absorb the Torah. As we find in the following interesting story. Kede amrle barte de kesar Rabbi Shoben Hanani. As so happens that the Kaiser's daughter approached Rabbi Shua. She had a question. Apparently, he wasn't so pleasant looking. And she had a question. You're such a big Talmud Chacham. Hey, Chachma Mefor, how could it be that such beautiful Chachma Bechli Mechor is sitting in this unworthy, unattractive vessel, referring to Rabbi Shua himself? How could that be? Such a nice content in such a ugly container. So he didn't get upset. He responded with a marshal. Amar Allah, he says to her, look, Avich, take a look at your father. Where does he place his wine? Where does he store his yain? Rami Chamra, he puts his wine, b'mani pachra, in money, in vessels of pachra of earth, in clay cheres. How does that work? That's not fitting. Such expensive wine, such cheap kalim. Okay, that was the end of that part of the conversation. So, one second. So he said, Amrulay, so she turns to him, El b'may nirmi. Oh, you have any suggestions? And to what type of kelim should we put the wine? If not clay cheres, if not these barrels made of cheres. Amrulay says, what do you mean? Atun de chashaviso, you important people, ramu b'mani dahava v'kaspa. You should put into kelim of gold and silver. That's where it belongs. Okay. Azra v'amrulay avo. So she went and told her father this wonderful suggestion. Rambi, Lachamra, Bimani Dahamas. He put the wine into Mani dava v'kaspa. Gold and silver containers. V'tokif. What happened? Turned sour. Became vinegar. Got spoiled. Also v'amrule. So his students came to complain. His servants. Told the kaiser, look what happened to your wine. It all went sour. Amrule labarte. So the kaiser turns to his daughter. Who gave you this wonderful advice? Man amrule hachi. Who told you to put the wine in these containers? Amrule, she tells him, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Kariu. So they called him in. Amrule, he turns to Rabbi Shua. Amai amrule hachi. Why did you give her this faulty advice? Amrule, he says to him, look, I wasn't being practical. I wasn't telling her to do it. I was just responding in kind. Kiechi de amrule. The same way she challenges me. Amrule, I responded to her in kind, meaning I was just trying to respond to her question. Says Rashi, five lines from the bottom. Kiechi de amrule. She said, Ey chachma mefor b'kli mechor. What's chachma doing this ugly kli? Hachi amrule. I was trying to make a point. I responded to her in kind. I said, look, the yayin mishtamer b'kli mechor. Actually, I was trying to point out the only way really to preserve wine properly isn't a kli mechoyer. Apparently the metallic effect of the gold and silver interacts with the chemical. It creates a chemical reaction in the wine and it ruins the wine. So the less chash of the kli is, the less important the vessel is, the less focus on the container, the safer the content is. Here as well when it comes to Torah. I was trying to say the yain mishtama b'chli mechor afa Torah miskayemes bi yoyser m'she'ilu ha'isinah. I can absorb and preserve the Torah better within me because I'm not a handsome person. This way, I'm not focusing on myself. I'm looking to understand the Torah. I'm batal to Hashem and to the Torah. And that's how I'm zeicha, the true madrig of Torah. Says the Gemara on the bottom line. Really? Is that a precondition for Torah? For Ik, we find Shapiri the Gemir. There are Shapiri, handsome people who are learned fellows. Says the Gemara, you know what? Ihavu sanu. If they would have been unattractive people, Tfei have a Gemir. They would have been Zecha to more Torah. Says Rashi on top. Ihavu sanu. Oysem Shem Noim. Shem Chachamim. Those Noim Chachamim. If they would have been ugly, Tfei have a Gemir. They would have reached higher madrigas of Torah. She efshar lenoil hashpal daitai ubo de shikha. It's kind of hard for the handsome person to be mashpal himself, to degrade himself, to ignore himself, put himself aside, and focus on the purity of Torah, which is the only way to gain proper clarity and understanding of Torah. Tosfos has another twist. He says, Yihavu sanu havachakim etvei. Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Aleph. He says, Pirush im ho yusoinim hayoifi. We're not speaking that they have to be unattractive. Even attractive people, if they would dislike their yoifi, meaning they're not focused on their yoifi, they're focused on the content rather than the packaging, havu talmidei chacham b'yoseh, they would have been zeicha to achieve greater heights, been greater talmidei chacham. The point is, in order to be zeicha to the purity of Torah, to focus on the ruchnis, on the content, and ignore the packaging and the container, which is so the opposite of today's climate, where it focuses on the superficial packaging, wrappers around the content. Torah is strictly, purely content, essence, mahus, reality, not the fantastic superficiality of the marketing climate out there. So the point is, focus on the content, and you'll be mzeichet high madrigas. Says the Gemara up on top, Davar Acher, another reason for this connection between Torah and the three Mashkin, Mayim, Yain, and Cholov. Mashloisha Mashkin alol. Just as these three liquids, Ein Efsolon El Besach Adas, they get ruined when you divert your mind, you stop watching them. Something falls in, it dissolves, and it ruins it. Af Divrei Torah Ein Mishtachin El Besach Adas. The person is lacking attention, lacking focus. Hesach Adas brings about forgetfulness of Torah. Says Rashi, two lines from the top. Hesach Adas. Shim lo yishmerim yafe. If you don't pay close attention to these liquids, you nishbach, and they can spill. Oy neifel l'teichan davar mo, something inappropriate can fall in there. V'nifsal melishtes. And they're no longer suitable for drinking. But davar kal, it happens very easily. Yoyisim ishemen udvash. Now, Actually, he's asking, this happens with any liquid. Why is it dafka? Mayim, yayin, and chalav. So he says, no, these are extra sensitive. More than, let's say, oil or honey. Over there, mishematuk shem ovim, since they're of a thicker consistency, sofa ha-psoilis lamal, the dirt just floats sort of on top. Ve'afsha adam noitel elyon v'zerke, just clean off the top layer, and you're left with the rest. Atachten bar v'noki, leaving the bottom portion clean. Ve'ashenke mashkat solo sheni av, it's supposed to clear liquids, more dissolvable, more soluble. These liquids are easily affected by something falling into them, which just dissolves and makes the whole thing unsuitable. So just as these are very sensitive, says Rashi, Besachadas, Torah is also affected by Hesachadas, im einoi machziram tamid, unless he's constantly on guard to review and keep the Torah fresh. Says the Gemara four lines from the top. Omar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina. What else is a rainy day compared to? Godol yom akshamim, kiyoyim or miyoyim, even greater than the day shenivru shamayim v'aretz, the day that Hashem created heaven and earth. Shenemar, harifu shamayim imal, shchokim yizlo tzedek, we find the pasuk describing rain, tiftach eretz, v'yifur yesha, brings about yesha, utzdokat atzmiach, yachad, ani Hashem, b'ro siv, Hashem, I created this. What is this? Heaven and earth? No, b'rosim l'nemar. I would say b'rosim, l'shen ram, heaven and earth. El b'rosiv, I created this, Torah, this rain. Hashem values the day of Rishamim, even more than Shemayim Baretz. Shemayim Baretz was a sort of one-time thing. It was created once, but here, rain is an ongoing display of Hashem's care and love to His creations. That's a show of goodwill even greater than Shemayim Baretz. Omer of Isha, Godol Yom HaKshamim, a rainy day is even greater, is very great, Shafilu Yeshua Parav Rabbah, salvation, grows and multiplies on that day, Shenemar Tiftach Eretz, V'yifru yasha, and that's the pasuk we just mentioned. When it rains, we have yifru yasha, growing of salvation, says Rashi, off to the left. Yeshua parav rabbavai. What does this mean? On the day of Ogeshem, it's a day of goodwill. Militza, yischus, nechnosin lefanav, yemak shamim. The malachim come to Hashem to advocate on our behalf. Shinezach li Yeshua, meteuch she'es rotzenu. Interesting. Rainy day is not a day to... to despise. It's rainy. Ah, another rainy day. No. It's a day of Ratz, expression of goodwill. A day of Melitzis Chus, a day of Tefillah. Listen to the Krov, a Yifru Yesha, Ve'imasai, when is Yifru Yesha? Bezman Shashchak, Mitzvot Tzedek. When it's a rainy day. Zagdi Mora, Omer B'tanchum Barchaniloi, Einak Shom Yordim, when it rains, it's an indication of Elam Kein Nimchalu Avin Nisem Shal Yisrael. Apparently, there is Mechilas Avonis taking place on that day, which makes us deserving of the rain. You've shown goodwill to your land. You've brought down rain. So you see, rain is synonymous with mechilas chet. Only ziri medihivas. This wasn't the standard ziri. It was a different ziri from the town of Yahavas. So he turns to Ravina and he tells him, "Atud mahocha masnisolo." You learned the concept of Mechilas Havayis connected to rain from that pasuk. Anan, we, Mehocha Masnin Allah, we learned from another pasuk. The connection between rain and Mechilas Havayis. Va'atav Tishma Shamayim, Slav Tal Chatas. And the pasuk continues, you bring down rain, so we see rain is a result of Mechilas Havayis. Omer Rav Tanchum Breid Avchia, Ish Kvar Akoy, Ein HaKshon Etzorim, you know what brings about rain stoppage? Elam Kein Eschaivu, so in Ein Shoy Yisrael Kloyom, it's an indication that the enemies of Israel, referring to Israel, were guilty of an offense which makes them deserving of destruction. Shenemar, Tzio Gam Choyim, when do we have dryness and heat? Yigzu Meme Shelek, the runoff of the snow, the rains, the waters, will be stolen and taken away. Sh'oil Chotu, that's an indication that they were choyte, to be deserving of Sh'oil of Gehenim. Omel is Yirubi Diavas L'Ravino, Atun Ma'ocha Mas Nisolo. You derive it from that pasuk. Anon, we, Mocha Masnin Allah, we learn it from the following pasuk in Kriyashma, Va'otzer Sashemayim, Veloyeh Motor. And it says later on, Vavata Meira. Apparently, lack of rain denotes Ibu deserving of destruction. Omrav Chizda, Enak Shomim Netzorin. You know what brings about stoppage of rain? By the way, some of Farshim learn there isn't necessarily a machlokes between all these shittas for the reason for rain stoppage. Rather, each amora is presenting another aspect, another reason which could potentially, on its own, bring about atziras gesham. So what is this one? Ella b'shul bitul trumos and maisers. When there's a neglect regarding mitzvahs trumos, that brings about prevention of rain. Shenemar tzio gam choyim yigzulu meimishchalak. How do we know from this pasuk? My mashma, where do you see the connection to atziras gishamim and trumos and maisers? Tana to Rabbi Shmuel. Tzio gam choyim means like this. Tzio meloshen tzi be commandment. A mitzvah b'shvil dvorim shetzivisi eschem moisachamo. Because you neglected, you ignored the mitzvah which I commanded you to do, b'moisacham, separate the truma and maser during the harvesting season. You ignored, you neglected. Come the following winter, the rains will be taken from you. You know why there is no rain? Because of those lashon hara speakers. Ruach tzofa into chaylul geshem, the northerly wind will dry up, will cancel the rains upon him. His amen bring about an angry face displayed kabayachal by Hashem. Lashon seser, due to what? As a result of the hidden tongue, lashon hara. Omrav sala, omrav amnuna. Einak shomim netzorn, el bishul azipanim. Stubbornness, brazenness brings about atziras geshamim. People are stuck in their ways, unrelenting, unwilling to submit and to correct their ways. Shenamar ve'yimnu revivi umakush lehoy. It was no rain. Why? Umeitzach isha zoy nohilach yadi. Forehead, the presentation of an immoral woman. And the pasuk concludes, me'ante kolam. You refuse to submit, to correct your ways. V'amrav chizd erav salo, omrav amnuna. Not only that, kolagun sheish le'azaz panu. A person displays stubbornness and brazenness. Soif nichshal ba'avera. Inevitably, he's going to end up sinning. He's unwilling to listen, to correct his ways, to adapt. He's stuck on his own track. He's going to end up doing something wrong. Shenemar, umeitzach isha zoy nohilach. So we see that mi'ante kalim, refusal to be nichlam, to accept musar, to correct one's ways brings meitzach isha zoyna, immorality in avir. Rav Nachman Omar biyodua, shenichshal b'avira. It's not only a theory that it can lead to avira. A person expresses this type of behavior, it's known. It's pretty clear that he's carrying a history of avera. Shnema hoyalach, who had the meitzach isha zoyna. V'leinam hayalach, doesn't say it's gonna happen. It's a raya. That is, he's off the right track. A person has to be willing to submit, to adapt, to accept, and inevitably, mistake is part of the human condition, but as long as he's willing to correct his ways, to be mekabel musar, then he's assured success. But if he's stubbornly sticking to his ways, making an opinion, a position, a shita from his wrongdoing, he's going to end up straying. Omar Rabba bar Rav Huna, kolod mishiyesh leiv azos panim. A person who expresses his stubbornness and his brazenness, mutar lekroisa rasha, you're allowed to call him rasha, something which generally you don't do. But here, Azaz Panim is an indication of Aver. Shnemar, He'ez ish Rasha b'fanav. An Azaz Panim can be labeled a Rasha. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, butel snoisei. One may even dislike him. Shnemar, V'oiz panav yishune, that's the pasuk. And we dash an atikro yishune, ela yisna. So although sinna is not in place, v'after recha kamoicha, but this fellow who is not reyacha, he's not behaving, he's a Rasha. Sinna is allowed. Omer av katina, einak shamim netzorn el b'shul b'tol tera. You know what brings about rain stoppage? B'tol tera, shenemar, batzal saib, himach ha-mekar. We darshan, b'shul atzal, shohi b'Yisrael. Shul oska b'tera. As a result of the laziness exhibited by Yisrael, who neglected limud ha-tera, batzal saib, what happens? Himach ha-mekar. Himach is a lashon of poor, unable. Nase soinai, shakadosh baruch hamach, Hashem's enemy. The term for Hashem, became unable, so to speak. He became poor. Ve'in moch ala ani, as we find that moch means poor. Shenem avrim mochu be'erkecha. So Hashem sort of became poor, unable, kaviyachal, to supply us with our needs. Ve'in mekara al kodesh baruchu, who became poor Hashem? Shenem ha mekara ba'mayim al yos. Hashem would generally, pours forth bracha and rain, this time he's unable, because we're not allowing that shefa to come down. We closed up the pipeline through our atlas and leave it out to Rav Yosef HaMahacha. A proof on this pasuk that Bittul Torah generates that unfortunate result. Va'ata lo ro oir bohir hu bashchokim v'ruach avr v'tatarim. What does this mean? What is va'ata lo ro oir? They weren't engaged in light. What is the light of the world? Torah. Ve'in oir ela Torah shenamar ki neir mitzvah v'toyr oir. So when there is lo oir, what happens then? Bohir hu bashchokim. There's no rain. Bohir hu bashchokim. What does this mean? Tona dvere bishmo. Afilu b'sho'a shirakia nasa bohirin bohirin. Even within the sky, you notice bohirin bohirin, like a baharis, white patches of clouds. Lohiru talamata, ready to spill forth rain and dew. Doesn't come. Ruach avra v'tetarim, a wind comes by and blows it away. So the ability is there. The supply is there, but it's not activated because there is no Torah. Omar b'ami enak shomim ne'atzorin el b'avon gezel. Stealing. Brings about Atziras Geshamim. Shnemar al kapayim ki so'er. We darshan. Ba'avoin kapayim. As a result of the chet involving hands, stealing. Ki so'er. Oir is covered up. Rains are not here. Ve'en kapayim al chamas. We find kapayim in reference to stealing. Shnemar u'minachamas asher b'kapayim. And as a result of that, ki so'er. The oir is covered up, concealed. Ve'en oir elamotor. Shnemar yofitz anan oir. Maitakante. So what's the remedy? After you return the gezel, what then should you do? Yarbe betfila, you should increase tfila to Hashem to bring about the bracha. Shenamar vayitzav olev mafgia, Hashem will command olea on the geshem, will tell the geshem to sprout forth, b'mafgia as a result of tfila. Ve'im p'kia ela tfila, we find p'kia means tfila shenamar v'ata al tespal v'adam azeh, v'al tifkapi. So it appears in the Gemara that just returning the gezel isn't enough. The Gezel is one of the most profound impactors of a bracha in the world, or lack of bracha. Okay, going to find your bracha elsewhere, you don't need the bracha from the true source. So that brings about an elimination of bracha in the world. Returning the Gezel, but then, after you return the Gezel, turning back to Hashem, to the source of bracha, and utilizing tefillah to open up those channels of bracha once again, that increased tefillah, to undo the effect of the depression of tefillah, depression of bracha, which happened through the Gezel. By increase, you're undoing that effect and adding bracha, restoring things to the original set. And that brings about bracha and rain again. V'amar v'ami, ma'idach siv im koho ha-barzel, v'ulay panem kilkil. What does this mean? Im ra'isa rakia, if you notice that the sky is shakia, kia means dull, inactive. Kibarza, like a piece of metal, melohirid talamata, unable to gush forth tal or matar. There's no rain. What was the cause? Bishvil ma'ase hador shem kolkolon. It's a result of the inappropriate behavior of the people in that generation. Shenemar v'ulei panam kilkel. So the kia habarzal happened because lei panam kilkel, there was a kilkel in the dirt. Marshal learns, v'ulei panim kilka, the kilka was because it was lack of panim relating to Hashem, lack of tefillah. Matakanosam, what's the remedy? Yisgabru b'rachmim, they should increase. Tefillah and rachmim, shenemar, v'chayolim yigabir. Increase chayolim, soldiers. Get up and daven, make that effort. Increase rachmim and tefillah. The pasuk concludes, v'yisroin hachshir chachma. What does that mean? That kolshkin, of course, it would have been better off, an ounce of prevention, if initially they would have not have gotten into the situation, their masim would have been proper, in which case they would have been deserving of bracha to begin with, rather than ruining things for themselves and then trying to get back on track through tefillah. Says Rashi, two lines in the bottom, that's what the pasuk is saying. It would have been better if their masim would have been chachma and hichshir, im hichshir masim mitchila sheyavoy aksham yoyser, and b'chayolam yigbar. It would have been better than having to wait till now, and having to daven and ask for the bracha once again. Shem akbir b'chayolam b'ayin b'tfila b'man shekilkel. So doing things right the first time is better than ruining it and fixing things up. So what do we learn today? just a brief chazara on the blood of Agadata. We learned about a rainy day having great value, Godol Yom HaKshamim, like Tchias HaMesim, like Matan Torah, Bria Shemayim Va'aretz. It brings about Yeshuas and advocates in Shemayim, it's an expression of Ratzin and goodwill. We learned that the following things bring about Atziras Keshamim, Bittul Truma Maestres, Lashon Hara, Bittul Torah, we learned about Gezel. Then we had a whole discussion regarding the value of Torah. We learned that Torah all depends how you learn it. That's how it affects a person. Lishma sam chayim. Shlo lishma sam mamis. It's that raw energy that has to be directed properly. We learned about the fact that a Rebbe gives a lot, but the Chavar adds even more, and the Talmud even more than that. We learned that Torah is equated to water, which gravitates to the lowest point, to the person who is the greatest Anav, who is the greatest Talmud Chacham, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Anav, Mikol Adam, Asha'al Pnei Adama. We learned about the fact that the Kli Mechoyer is actually, it facilitates proper Kiyum of Torah, focusing on the content rather than on the container. And we learned about the connection between Torah and Mayim, Yayin, Mechalav, on two aspects. Firstly, they point that the container should not interfere with the content. And number two, you cannot allow Hesach Hadas to get in the way to keep chazering, Rashi says, the awareness and the focus and the attention to keep the Torah in place. And we concluded with the fact that although we find that Kilka brings about a diminishing bracha, but of course we can masakin by being marbe b'tfilah b'rachman. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.